this race, we flew into Rochester, and then we got a 90-minute bus ride into Watkins Glen, the city of Watkins Glen. And then between the city and the track, known as Watkins Glen, it's about a half-hour drive on back roads because the track's in the middle of nowhere. It's in the middle of nowhere worse than what Michigan Speedway is out there in south of Brooklyn, out there at U.S. 12 and Highway 50 is where Michigan Speedway is. But next two races, or the last two races I have to work, there's still, I think, five or six races to go. But I, like I said, I only do the big endurance races, 6 hours or more. And they put us on a plane. I mean, I'll obviously probably drive to Indianapolis if a couple of us guys get together, just like we could do it for the Indy 500. But we got Indianapolis, Indiana in September, and then I've got the final race down in Atlanta. It's not even in Atlanta. It's in Bradenton, Georgia. We just call it Atlanta. Again, we'll fly into Atlanta and drive or shuttle bus or whatever the hell they have us going. But no. The only luxury is that they're expensive, not mine, so it doesn't cost me anything. And yeah, this one was a little rough because of the unexpected weather conditions and the problems we had. So, like I say, I'll get some sleep. I'll be fine. And I'll probably say, yeah, all right, I'll do it next year. You know, I'll probably be dumb after this year. But, yeah, it's a passion. You do it for over 30 years. It catches up to you. So there was, what, six events this year? Five races plus the Roar. Yeah, next year it'll be six races plus the Roar if I do it. So we'll see. I told him I'd talk to him about it at the end of the season.